Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In Major League Baseball last night, a Carl Crawford line drive double off of Shelby Miller's right elbow ended the St. Louis Cardinals starter. It's ended his night just after just two pitches last night. And the Dodgers punished the rookies' replacements as well in a 13-4 win last night. Andre Ethier and Skip Schumacher each had three hits and a season-best four RBIs, and Crawford had a season-best four hits and a walk, as the Dodgers had 18 hits, topping their previous best by one, just a night after the Cardinals ended their franchise record 15-game road winning streak. They're 16-3 since the All-Star break. X-rays were negative for the 22-year-old Miller, who's among the league leaders with a .289 earned run average while going 11-7 in 22 starts on what the team described as an elbow contusion. Miller pivoted after the pitch to Crawford, but he couldn't get his arm out of the way of that line drive that bounced into shallow left center field and ended up being a double. Elsewhere in the National League last night, it was Atlanta beating Washington 6-3. The Chicago Cubs beat Philadelphia 5-2. Pittsburgh over Miami 4-2. The Mets beat Colorado 5-0. And Milwaukee a 6-1 winner over San Francisco. In the American League, the Kansas City bullpen picked up starter Danny Duffy when he labored in his return from Tommy John surgery, keeping the Minnesota Twins guessing last night and sending the Royals to a 5-2 victory in a series win. Duffy struck out 7 in 3 2/3 innings in his first outing since May of 2012, but he needed 93 pitches to get that far. When he left, he was down 2-1 on another humid night at Kauffman Stadium. Lewis Coleman and three more Kansas City relievers managed to navigate the next 4 1/3 innings, and All-Star closer Greg Holland worked around a single in the ninth inning to pick up his 30th save. Royals pitchers combined to strike out 16 as they rallied back for the victory. Elsewhere in the American League, Seattle beat Toronto 9-7. It was Detroit in 14 innings over Cleveland 6-5. Boston beat Houston 7-5. The Chicago White Sox win it in 12 over the Yankees 6-5. Texas over the LA Angels 10-3. In interleague play yesterday, Cincinnati beat Oakland 6-5. Baltimore down San Diego 10-3. And Arizona beat Tampa Bay by a 9-8 final. Well, the Major League Baseball Players Association has formally appealed Alex Rodriguez's 211-game suspension. He was suspended through the 2014 season on Monday when the league penalized 13 players following an investigation into Biogenesis of America, a shuttered Florida anti-aging clinic accused of distributing banned performance-enhancing drugs. The other 12 players accepted 50-game suspensions, but Rodriguez said he planned to fight. Union head Michael Wiener said the punishment for the third baseman was way out of line. Rodriguez is allowed to keep playing until Wednesday's grievance is heard by arbitrator Frederick Horowitz, who isn't expected to rule until November or December at the earliest, meaning Rodriguez likely will be able to play the rest of the season for the Yankees. Well, the Detroit Tigers have released veteran closer Jose Valverde from his contract with AAA Toledo. Valverde faltered during the 2012 playoffs and became a free agent in the offseason. He didn't sign with another team, and Detroit eventually brought him back on a minor league deal, and they called him up to the majors in late April. Five-time All-Star Chase Utley and the Philadelphia Phillies have agreed to a new two-year, $27 million contract extension that could keep the five-time All-Star in Philly through at least the 2015 season. That's according to a couple of people familiar with that deal. Cleveland Indians starter Corey Kluber has been placed on the 15-day disabled list and will miss at least a month with a sprained right middle finger. He suffered the injury while throwing a breaking ball in Monday's game against Detroit. The Indians said that Kluber could miss as much as 6 weeks. That's a major blow to their playoff chances. The Indians have signed utility man Ryan Rayburn to a two-year $4.85 million contract extension that includes a $3 million club option for 2016. He's had a major impact with Cleveland, which signed him to a minor league free agent contract in January after his release by Detroit. New York police are investigating swastikas and hate speech that scrawled on a statue of Jackie Robinson and a teammate outside Brooklyn's minor league baseball stadium. The statue is of Robinson and his Brooklyn Dodgers teammate, Pee Wee Reese. In football news, the Saints have lost receiver Joseph Morgan and defensive end Kenyon Coleman for the season because of injuries, depriving New Orleans of one of its top deep threats and a reliable veteran run-stopping lineman. Coach Sean Payton says Morgan suffered a torn meniscus and a partially torn ACL in his left knee Saturday. Payton said Coleman tore a pectoral muscle, which also requires season-ending surgery. Mark Sanchez says he earned the right to start the New York Jets preseason opener at Detroit Friday night. His comments come a day after Coach Rex Ryan named Sanchez over rookie Geno Smith as the preseason game starter. Cleveland star running back Trent Richardson will not play in the club's exhibition opener tonight against the St. Louis Rams as he continues to recover from an injured right shin. Richardson was accidentally kicked in the shin last week, and the Browns won't risk hurting it any further. Veteran Chicago cornerback Kelvin Hayden will miss the entire season after tearing his left hamstring in practice on Saturday. He'll need surgery and a 6 to 8 month rehab session. In golf, golfers are making final preparations for the last major of the year. The PGA Championship begins today at Oak Hill in suburban Rochester, New York, with a number of interesting storylines, not the least of which is Tiger Woods' resurgence with 5 wins this year. He's trying to break a 5-year-plus winless drought in the majors. Phil Mickelson is also drawing interest after capturing the British Open 2 weeks ago following a win the previous week in the Scottish Open. The defending champ is Rory McIlroy, whose game has fallen into disarray following his victory at Kiowa Island last year. This is the third time that Oak Hill has hosted PGA championships. It's also staged 3 U.S. Opens and a Ryder Cup. Well, the U.S. Open is leaving NBC Sports for Fox Sports starting in 2015 and running 12 years through 2026. In a surprising announcement Wednesday, the U.S. Golf Association said it has signed a multimedia agreement with Fox Network and Fox Sports One as the domestic partner for U.S. Open and the rest of the USGA championships. Well, Stuart Haas Racing does not know how many races driver Tony Stewart will miss with a broken right leg that he sustained in a sprint car race in Iowa. The 3-time NASCAR champion remains in an Iowa hospital recovering from surgery to stabilize and clean a grade 2 break to his tibia and fibula in the leg. He broke both of those bones when his sprint car flipped while he was leading late in a race on Monday night. Stewart's streak of 521 consecutive NASCAR starts will end this Sunday at Watkins Glen. And this is always the biggest week of the year for the sprint car racing community, which converges on rural Iowa for the famed Knoxville Nationals. But it's been tough for some outsiders to focus solely on the so-called Super Bowl of the sport, with 3-time NASCAR champ Tony Stewart laid up in a nearby hospital, his Sprint Cup title hopes derailed by a sprint car spill. Stewart's crash Monday at the nearby Southern Iowa Speedway in Oskaloosa has brought national scrutiny to the riskier side of the sprint car racing. With a grassroots sport that has a devoted fan base, Stewart remains hospitalized in Des Moines while his sprint car team prepared for the start of a 4-day-long event, which is expected to draw as many as 90,000 fans to the Knoxville Raceway. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.